just out of college. We're talking the early 70s here. I wanted to join a commune and be a hippie. I know, a little late for the show, but better late than never, I figured. And anyway, I didn't want to work, so that narrowed my options down to very few. Bum, artist, or hippie. Or in my case, all of the above. So a few of us went up to an abandoned farm in northern Wisconsin and set up shop in an old Polish farmhouse. No indoor plumbing, a couple of electric outlets, a hand pump out in the yard, and a fallen down outhouse. Rick and I were the two males in the encampment, so we he-men took it on ourselves to construct a state-of-the-art outhouse. We found some lumber in the barn, which we learned later, much to our embarrassment, belonged to Ernie, the son-in-law of Felix, the farmer across the road. And armed with hammer and handsaw, we set to work. Now maybe you know how to go about outhouse construction, but Rick and me didn't have clue one. We were like Cro-Magnons who'd heard rumor of wheels, but had never seen one in action. We knew you needed walls, roof would be good, a seat with one or two holes, and of course one in the ground. That last one we figured out okay, but the rest, they were real head-scratchers. Somewhere on the second or third day, we'd nailed together some boards, hoping, I guess, inspiration would carry the day. Eddie, our other next-door neighbor, who'd probably been laughing himself sick watching from across the field, finally took mercy on us wannabe hippies and brought over his extension cord, a skill saw, and his cousin Tony, who lived in Chicago but had the house down the dirt road we all lived on. Rick and I managed to do just enough to make nuisances of ourselves while Eddie and Tony slapped up our new shithouse in no time flat. We all sat around afterwards, all us men, drinking cheap beer, warming ourselves in manly companionship and camaraderie, pleased as punch like all masculine carpenters at our ability to erect cathedrals and skyscrapers with our own two hands. So okay, civilization rests on shaky assumptions. Nevertheless, you'd have been pleased too to have an outhouse, not the woods.